This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. Now, Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. 15 minutes with one of Northwest Montana's newsmakers.
Glacier Bank's totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. And since it's Flat Electric Co-op Friday, we thought it apropos that we have Flat Electric Co-op's Courtney Stone with us.
Yeah, good morning, Courtney.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, good.
Yeah. And you're about to make it better.
Yeah.
Oh, what a kind thing to say. I'm glad to talk to y'all. Well, it's big, exciting times at the co-op right now, so lots to share.
Let's start with the annual meeting. This is sneaking up pretty quickly here.
Right, next Thursday, kind of hard to believe it. After 86 years of a fairly traditional business format for the co-op, for our annual meeting, we've decided to totally reimagine it to try to help meet more members in our communities. And so it'll be an annual meeting. There'll still be a business meeting, of course, so that we can conduct the business of the cooperative and talk about those trustee elections that are coming up. But there'll also be an energy expo component to it, where we'll have a lot of interactive, educational, and most importantly, fun booths set up at FBCC for members of all ages, kids, grandma, business partners, legislators. There'll be a little something for everybody. And it's on a next Thursday at FBCC from 3:30 to 7:30. It's an open house style format, so don't think you need to come for all 4 hours, although you're welcome to do so if you'd like.
Yeah.
So let's get into the details of it. What do you think about that?
Well, I would like to know more about the Energy Expo.
Excellent. Okay. Well, outside, and we're hoping that the weather's going to be good. It might be Montana cool temperatures, but we're all used to that. We're going to hopefully have our electric safety demonstration set up, and we'll have some linemen out there running it and with actual electricity on the trailer and showing us how to be safe around that. So that's a pretty cool experience, no matter how old you are, to get to meet a lineman and talk about what they do out there in the field to keep the lights on. So that'll be one thing. We'll also have Touch a Truck. I don't know too many kids who don't get excited about the idea of kind of putting their hands on bucket trucks and looking at all the different compartments and tools that our guys out in the field and our women out in the field use every day. And also for kids, Dan the Magic Man is going to make an appearance. You know who Dan the Magic Man is?
I love it. Dan the Magic Man.
Well,
right.
Can he make my money? Can he make my money disappear? That's what I'm wondering.
No, but he can magically teach you about electricity.
Ah,
so.
Okay.
So those are kind of our kid-centered things. Inside, though, we're gearing it more for the adult crowd. We've never really had all of the co-ops, what I call subject matter experts, the people who deal every day with the nitty-gritty of power supply and energy efficiency choices, and as a business owner or as a policymaker or as someone who's interested in saving energy and therefore money on your home electric bill, you might be interested in talking with some of those folks. If you've had questions about where our power comes from, it's largely hydropower, but it's not just the Hungry Horse Dam. There'll be people there to talk to that about. If you've got questions about solar panels, if you've got questions about what the future of the energy transition looks like for our area, resource adequacy questions, we'll have experts there too, and they'll be stationed at booths throughout the Wacholt Center. We'll also have people in there talking more about the community-based aspect of the co-op. Our co-op is a not-for-profit. It's owned by all of our members here. We have lots of programs that are designed to give back to those members. So if you've had questions about scholarships or you'd like to enter to win if you're in high school or college, we'll have a scholarship booth. We'll be talking about Roundup for Safety. Anything you've ever wanted to know about the co-op, there should be someone there who should be able to get you an answer or at least connect you to the right person.
Well, this is important. You kind of bring up an interesting point here, and maybe explore this for a minute. Most of us take our energy, our electricity, we take it for granted. It's just we flip the switch and the light goes on, and then one day it doesn't, and then we go into a panic. Talk with us a little bit about how we maybe can learn more about where this comes from so we can be better informed.
Right. Right. I think it's really important to know where that essential electricity comes from to your house. You know, in Montana, electricity is not a luxury. We've got to have it. Many, many of us have all electric homes these days. And when the lights go out, when it's negative 30 in January, we all know that that's an extremely dangerous situation. So good to be informed. Energy is in the news almost every day in the headlines on the radio. People are talking about creating and crafting and changing policies that directly impact you know, the cost of electricity and where we get our power from. And y'all have heard me talk about this before, but I think it always bears repeating that we are so lucky to have this huge hydroelectric generation resource, two of them in our backyard, Hungry Horse and Libby Dam, but they do not produce enough power for our area when we are having times of peak demand, like in the winter. They just don't. And we're lucky that we're tied in. We're BPA customers. We're tied into the federal Columbia River hydropower system. So we have access to the electrons created by all 31 dams on that system, because that's just a larger grid that we're part of that feeds our local grid. So it is really important to understand that decisions that are made in Washington and Oregon and Idaho do impact our electricity access and our prices here in Montana.
And the little fishies, too.
Yeah. This, Courtney, is such a great idea. You've gone from having an annual meeting, and we're all members, you know, but this is yet another reason to come to the annual meeting because of the Energy Expo. Now, you mentioned that where it's going to be, but give it to us again and the date and time too.
Sure. So this coming Thursday, April 8th, we'll be at FVCC's brand new Wacholt College Center, which is a reason in itself, I think, to come to the annual meeting. It's a beautiful facility if you've not been there. And it will be the annual meeting will be open at 3:30 for the Energy Expo. We'll keep that going throughout the annual meeting. The business meeting and our guest speakers, we've got our own Mark Johnson with 25 years of experience in the industry, and we're bringing in Dr. Pat Barkey with University of Montana's Economic Research Center to talk about the future of electricity in Montana. So that'll be at 5:30. And then at 6:30, we'll sit down and have dinner together as a cooperative. Forest Six Barbecue is going to do some pork and chicken for everyone.
Wow. Oh, all right.
It's a dog and pony show.
So that leads us to the next thing, is why should members attend?
we'll get that into that.
Well,
do looks matter? In this case, yes. You're here with Cambria Ulrich for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. If you take pride in the way our town looks, and we have a feeling you do, you'll help clean the fish April 27th. Caring locals gather at Glacier Bank, 319 East 2nd Street at 8:30 a.m. Coffee, juice, and breakfast in the parking lot, then out into nearby neighborhoods to tidy things up. Trash bags, gloves, and reflective vests will be provided. Back at the bank, lunch is served at 11:30. High fives and big thanks for all your hard work, plus prizes. $100 gift card for adults and two bikes in different sizes for kids. Glacier Bank appreciates you being there for cleaning the fish and for taking pride in our community. The way our town looks makes a difference. What truly matters? Your caring.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
And today we're talking with Flathead Electric Co-op's Courtney Stone. So, Courtney, why should we as members show up this Thursday?
Well, we'd like you to come and interact with your co-op and learn more about how it's governed. It's governed by you. You elect your trustees that make the business decisions for the cooperative and work with our legislators on policy considerations. And it's really good to get to know the people that are working for you and staff, too. We're all here. We're all members working to make our co-op better and to maintain meeting our mission of providing affordable and reliable power.
Boy, I tell you, you talk to one of the board members, and if you get very far into the weeds about where all this comes from, my gosh, it is just enough to make your eyes glass over.
Well, and our board members, we are incredibly lucky to have such a dedicated crew of nine of them. Not every board goes as deep into industry issues as our board has. They have sought out so much education. They immerse themselves in the issues. They really know what's going on with energy, and we are super lucky to have them serving.
Okay, now you mentioned the annual meeting, and the Energy Expo. And you did mention food, but what about, are there things for the kids to do? Or what else is going on?
There's lots of things for kids to do, but I want to touch for a moment on some prize opportunities that we have. You know, we always have prizes at the annual meeting. Yeah. But this year we've changed it up a little bit. You only have to be present to win the grand prize. And the grand prize is a $500 electric bill credit for your home, which is exciting. So if you need to attend the business meeting, listen to the guest speakers. We've shortened it up. It's going to be about 45 minutes max. And you do need to be present to win that $500 credit. However, if going to the business meeting doesn't work in your schedule that day or you just don't want to go, that's okay. We still want to meet you and we still want to give you the opportunity to win some prizes. So we'll have some prizes that you can enter to win at each booth. You'll get one ticket and you can enter it on the prize that you most want to win. Do you want to hear what those prizes are?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got a Nest thermostat that'll help you control the temperature in your home remotely and hopefully save you some money on your electric bill while saving everyone electricity cost. We've got an emergency battery backup kit in case the power does go out, because what am I always saying on the show? The power's going to go out, right? Let's be prepared, particularly in the winter. There'll be an iPad. There'll be a Roomba, which is one of those fun electric robot vacuums. I love them personally. I have one in my house. We have an electric weed eater, an electric leaf blower, and there will also be a chance. We just announced our third community solar project, and if you're into that kind of thing, we will have essentially a solar panel that you can win in that new Whitefish installation.
I'm loving the other avenues that the co-op is exploring to generate power here locally.
Well, thanks for the feedback. You know, solar's not a huge part at all of any generation here in Montana, but all generation matters. And this project is really cool because it's all funded by a grant and the cost of the panels themselves to people who are interested. So it's serving as a research project for the co-op, and it is hooked to a utility-size battery. And it's the first of its kind here in Northwest Montana. So we'll finally have the chance to learn more about storing energy from the sun and being able to put it on the grid when we need it most. So it's an interesting project.
Boy, it sure is. Yeah, that's the one up in Haskell Basin, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or up at, actually, I should say it's up at the Whitefish Wastewater Treatment Plant.
Yeah, I thought was Haskell. But area. But here's what is so cool about that is one of those panels is going to power the wastewater treatment plant.
It's going to offset some of it, yes. It won't power it all the time because, you know, the wastewater treatment plant's got to run 24-7 and when the sun's not shining, but it will contribute to the running up there.
Well, we have one of those panels here, the very first solar farm. KGEZ runs on solar power here in our studios, so we're big on that.
Nice. Well, I know you like seeing that credit on your bill.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, more than anything else, I love supporting the technology.
Yeah, if you're not going to keep up with it, you're going to get left behind, right? Yeah. So we're trying to keep up with what's going on and make the best research choices for our members.
All right. So I guess we want to be sure that we can attend, and to do that, you need to be a member. And how do we know if we're a member? We'll ask Courtney Stone about that after this.
You look around Columbia Falls, the stunning mountains, crystal clear lakes, beautiful valleys, and litter? Spring has revealed the need for caring people to tidy up our town. This is Caleb Bauman with Glacier Bank, member FDIC, hoping you'll help us clean the falls April 27th. Meet at Glacier Bank, 822 Nucleus Avenue at 9 a.m. Students, clubs, service organizations, moms, dads, kids, and grandparents, everyone who cares about our community is welcome to help. After picking up the trash left behind this winter, lunch will be served by the Columbia Falls Lions Club and fantastic prizes will be awarded. It will be a great day, one Glacier Bank is proud to be a part of. Questions? Come by Glacier Bank in Columbia Falls or call us at 406-751-4767. Thanks to you, our town will shine again.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
We're getting caught up with Flathead Electric Co-op's Courtney Stone, all about the annual meeting and the Energy Expo. And, of course, now everybody's pumped up and would like to attend. But is this a members-only thing? And how do I know if I'm a member? a Flathead Electric Co-op?
Great questions. It is a members-only thing, but if you are listening to this radio interview, you're likely a member. If you have a bill that you pay to Flathead Electric, you are a member. And you received, either in the mail or via email, the last week of March, an invitation to the annual meeting. And that is how you get into the annual meeting. Now, if you have lost the postcard or if you cannot find the email, we can work around this. But it will be a lot faster if you come to the meeting with your postcard or with that email pulled up on your phone, because they have a QR code on them that we can scan. And why are we doing that? Because the annual meeting, the stated purpose in our bylaws, of course, is to conduct the business of the annual meeting. So that means we have to have a quorum, right? So we need to know how many members have attended. So that's why we do that.
Okay, now, could we bring a copy of our bill along? Would that suffice?
It would make it easier to look you up, but it will be fastest if you have the invitation.
Okay. See, now, I always lose stuff, so I'll be a troublemaker. that's what you need to enter the meeting, is some sort of identification. Now, what about advance RSVP, since there's dinner involved?
Right. RSVPs aren't required, but we would really like it if y'all would go to flatheadelectric.com/annual meeting. And let us know how many people are coming in your group. You don't have to give us any other information. We don't even need to know your name, just the number, so that we can help the caterer help us prepare for the best possible annual meeting.
Now, what if, heaven forbid, I forget to come to the annual meeting, or I can't find that notice? What else, you know, what do I do?
Well, if you can't find the notice, please come anyways, and we will look you up at the door, and we will get you into the annual meeting, because we want you to come. Now, if you forget about the annual meeting, there will be a recording of it. It'll actually be a live stream of it. I think it's going to be available on our website. We're still kind of hammering out those details. We'll announce those on our social media and on our website the day of the annual meeting or the day before. So even if you can't come, you can still tune in and learn about what's going on in the electric industry.
Okay. Now, I guess even somebody who isn't a member could do that. So there is no online prize for those who are forgetful. I guess it's time for us to do our work. When is the annual meeting again? You said it's next Thursday?
Right. This coming Thursday, April 18th, you can come by anytime between 3:30 and 7:30 at FVCC. Look for the big bucket truck with the American flag out front of the Wachholz Center.
All right. Thank you, Courtney.
Well, Courtney, thanks so much. And I have a feeling this is going to be a very successful annual meeting.
Well, I hope so. I'm looking forward to meeting our members.
All right. Thanks. It's Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, a service of Glacier Bank, where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby. Keeping you connected to your friends and your community, an important part of the mission of Glacier Bank. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.